Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Associate Professor in Politics, Jim Jazz from the Newcastle University. Jim, we're having a look at the Greens today and we're trying to get across what we're saying without feeling like we're anti the Greens or I'm anti the Greens. But one of the big challenges, and I have to say it was a story in the Daily Telegraph a week or so ago, just some of the policies that some of the Green candidates would like to implement should they be voted in at this year's federal election. And probably now more than ever, we don't have the Democrats around anymore. Now more than ever, we need a third strong party. And a lot of people are saying, I'd like to get behind the Greens, but some of their ideas just seem too wacky and crazy. One of them, for example, the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, wants to give prisoners the vote, which basically means that people, unfortunately, like the Ivan Milats, come election time, get a chance to have a vote.
Well, that's the way the Telegraph has represented it.
Yes.
And the first thing I would sort of do, you know, when I see a story like that, in the Daily Telegraph, I think. Well, first, this is...
An agenda, possibly?
It's definitely a agenda. It's part of the Murdoch stable. And we know that the Murdoch press are hostile to the Greens, and Rupert Murdoch's been quoted as saying, let's, you know, when Labor was in government, we've got to get rid of the Greens, we've got to destroy them. That sort of mentality is still feeding into the newspapers in various ways, and I think you can see that in the Daily Telegraph. The next thing I would ask when looking at those stories is, how accurate are they in terms of the actual policies and the way in which they've been represented? So to take the prison one, for example, what did Richard Di Natale actually say, and what is the full policy that the Greens are doing? One of the techniques that newspapers sometimes use when they want to slant a story in a particular way is to take a policy, take a fragment of that policy, and then magnify that and say, this is the policy. And what we often get to see is a little piece of it being paraded as if it is the whole deal. The third thing that I also sort of, when I look at this, I think, okay, it's a Daily Telegraph, that's what you would expect. But it's also part of a wider pattern that the Greens are unfortunately a bit of a threat now to both of the major parties in various ways. And it's interesting that both parties are quite happy to come out and pound them as much as possible and see them misrepresented, largely because if the Greens do get a bigger foothold, it will upset the two-party system that they're very comfortable with.
Well, that's a little bit like if you don't get on with your next-door neighbour and you give them a hard time all year round, then you get a big storm and you're happy to borrow a bucket, isn't it?
Well, in part. It's interesting. Should we end up in a situation of a hung parliament again, it would be interesting to see how the two parties then, the two big parties, deal with that. They're both sort of making noises that they won't, you know, do deals with the Greens, etc. But, you know, one of the sort of really interesting things that's emerging, there was a recent poll about, in this particular poll, I think it was done by Galaxy or not News Poll, indicating that people are really dissatisfied with the two major parties.
Agreed, yep, agreed.
They are looking to vote for minor parties. And in this context, I think the Greens are the single biggest threat. In South Australia, Nick Xenophon's party is the single biggest threat. And, you know, you see the quite obvious pork barrelling on the part of the government with Malcolm Turnbull going into Christopher Pine's electorate because his electorate looks very shaky in relation
least,
to
yep.
the Xenophon party, and offering millions of dollars to shore up his seat. This is an indication that they're now very worried that their traditional hold is loosening.
So with that in mind, a man who has studied politics for many, many years, would you say it's fair, I'm not trying to put words into your mouth, that you would think that the Greens would turn around and go, OK, we've got a real chance here now. We know we have green credentials. We know we lean towards the environment, which is part and parcel to the Green Party. Wouldn't you think they would turn around and go, let's be smart about what we're saying we're going to do? Because with all respect, you've got one Green Party candidate who wants to employ more firefighters to combat global warming. a lot of Australians are concerned about health, they're concerned about education, they're concerned about the state of the economy. Wouldn't you think they'd go, well, let's maybe look at the things that the average everyday Australian considers important at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think that there's a lot in what you say there. I was just thinking as you were speaking about, you know, hiring fire officers to combat global warming. And we need to sort of distinguish between what a candidate might say in the sort of, shall we say, the heat of an interview and what's in their actual policy. The policy might well be, okay, we want to hire more fire officers or more emergency service people. And the rationale for this may be several sort of chains of reasoning below that we have an issue with global warming. But we also have an issue in a country where we're prone to bushfires. This is a normal occurrence, and it's getting worse in many respects. So let's have some more fire officers. The other very quickly, the other sort of point that I'd make is that the Greens candidates can be very careful about what they say or about how they articulate what they say, but that's not necessarily how it will be represented. And I think it's not too far off the mark to suggest that some outlets, shall we say, are quite happy to exaggerate the position and to perhaps represent them in ways which the party itself would say, this is not what we stand for. But they do need, I think, you're quite right, if they want to be a credible alternative, they need to come out and not apologise for being the Green Party and actually stand up and say, we are the alternative. We are an alternative government.
Yeah.
If that's where they want to be, then...
That's where they need to be.
Exactly.
Everyone has agendas. Thank you very much.
My pleasure,
Todd. Professor of Politics at the University of Newcastle, Jim Joes.
2NURFM 103.7.